Smashing Closet Band. And here's the plan to steal all your cash. Smashing Closet Claw Machine. One new song and fit every week. Welcome to the Claw Machine. Smashing Closet Claw Machine. When I was a kid, I always dreamed of my first beard. A mainly made to instigate envy among my peers. 30 years have not brought whisker one. Each day I wake with anxious glee, dreaming of goatees. But in the mirror there's a beardless freak who starts to weep impatiently. A razor waits untouched. Some guys leave me appalled. They bawl that it comes in small. What gall? Try being totally bald. Then all you'd value stubble. So this bro with face buzz, there go my lofty follicle ambition. This full omission's just not fair. Come on, drape this face so bare with facial hair.
That's the kiddo childhood flies fast. Soon you'll be grown up and laying a face. Sports and steak don't make a man. It's the sum of what he's done. Never trust a patchy schmuck so blind. When other teens were making fake IDs, didn't stick too well and fell off of me in front of the whole class. After that, there's knives sliced cut like knives.
When Movember is nigh, I die a tiny bit inside. So why are bearded ladies so shy? 'Cause I'd wear that hair with pride. So this bro with face buzz, not fair. Come on, drape this face so bare with facial hair.
Hey everybody, welcome to Smashy Claws Claw Machine. I'm Austin from the band, and this is the second week of Claw Machine. We made it to week two. There was more than one week. We did a first week, and somehow miraculously there was a second week. We conquered just 50 goddamn more to go. Ah! So for the second inaugural week of Claw Machine, we released our first chiptune song called Dreaming of Goatees. And appropriately, the video is, you know, fashioned after a bunch of different 80s video games. I don't really know why we paired the song we wrote about beards with the style of 8-bit, but there's something about it that I think just works out. I guess there's just something about the genre of chiptune music that couples real well with lyrics about facial hair. Don't question that statement or think about the validity of what I just said. Just kind of go with it and let's move on. The swell collection of video game pastiches that were done in this video were animated by Mato Filipovic from Croatia. Good work, Mato. You can't see it because this is an audio thing, but you're getting a big old thumbs up from me. You probably could tell because his voice is absent once again, but Nathan's not here. I forgot to do it again. I forgot to record this when he was here yesterday again. So maybe next week he'll be here. I don't know. Probably not. Since me and Nathan played all the instrumentation on Dreaming of Goatees, I thought I'd go back to last week and say who played what on White Coats, because I forgot to do that. Like a monster, a hideous, ungrateful monster. Forgetting Nathan and forgetting who played what on our songs, I'm doing great hosting the podcast, wouldn't you agree? So on White Coats, we have Ian Cameron on violin. That's real violin, mind you. This ain't yo daddy's fake violin. This is some real hardcore-ass fiddling going on by Mr. Ian Cameron. Then next, we had our old friend Joe Jakubowski doing djembe and dumbek. You know, that percussion stuff at the beginning. We had Scott Sherman, who is my friend from the University of Colorado Denver, where I got a degree in recording arts. He played mandolin. And of course, we had Gwyn Earle doing all that fabulous animation. I know I said his name last week, but he deserves to have his name swimming through the lining of your ears once again, like some sort of carnivorous insect. So, that's this week, Dreaming of Goatees. Thank you for watching the video. Thank you for listening to the song. Thank you for checking out this podcast. And next week, we'll have the year's very first cover song. We're going to try to do a cover every month on Claw Machine, and this will be the first one of those. So come by next week, where hopefully Nathan will be here, and we'll talk about that. I swear to God, Nathan exists. He's not some sort of figment of my imagination. He's a real person who actually does work on these songs with me. But if I was schizophrenic, I still would be saying that and believe it. So I guess there's really no reason to trust me. So come back next week, where maybe I'll have evidence that Nathan is a real person. Whatever. Who cares? Goodbye, Smashy Claw fan, you officiate Clado. That was fucking terrible.